What's new in business news, August 28, 2014? Thai woman to lead Unilever. General Prayut offers Japan business incentives in exchange for employment and investment, and chronic diseases behind surge in Thai death rate. Management. Thai woman to lead Unilever. Unilever NV, a major consumer product company with operations worldwide, has, for the first time in its 82-year history here, appointed a Thai woman to lead the local unit. Supatra Palpiamsap, age 51, was appointed Unilever Thailand's chairman, replacing Bauk Rowers, who will take over as chairman of Unilever France. Ms. Supatra is the second Thai executive to lead the local operation after the late Wirot Pukakun, who was the first Thai chairman from 1979 to 1995. With an MBA from Georgia State University in the U.S., Ms. Supatra has worked with Unilever for 22 years and has considerable marketing experience, having worked in China, Malaysia, and Singapore. Unilever's rivals, like Gao, Colgate-Palmolive, Procter & Gamble, and Johnson & Johnson, all have foreign executives at the helm. In the tough Thai consumer product market, having a local executive to lead the company is said to be an advantage in understanding local customer demand. Ms. Supatra is behind Magnum Cafe, which opened at CM Center in 2012 and resulted in a 400% increase in sales of Magnum ice cream in 2013, and also helped change Thai consumer behavior to buying ice cream bars for consumption at home. Ms. Supatra plans to double the business size of Unilever Thailand by 2020. Investment. Prime Minister Prayut offers Japan business incentives in exchange for employment and investment. In a meeting with executives from Japan's Nidec Corporation, the world's largest electric motor manufacturer, Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha on Thursday offered Japanese companies greater ease of doing business in Thailand under certain conditions, which include increased Thai executive employment, using more locally sourced materials, and giving scholarships to Thai students. In exchange, work processes of government agencies would be streamlined, establishing one-stop services for investors, offering visa issuance conveniences, and improving promotional privileges for investors. Also mentioned by Prime Minister Prayut were the sharing of technologies and caring for the environment. He also recommended Japanese companies jointly set up research and development centers in Thailand, and even establish regional headquarters here. Another suggestion was that factories be established in special economic zones, including those in border areas, such as Arunachalpradesh District in Sakhalin Province, to support the coming ASEAN Economic Community, or AEC. Nidec Corporation Chief Executive Officer, or CEO, and founder Shigenobu Nagamori relayed obstacles the world's largest electric motor manufacturer faces in Thailand, including labor shortages and work permit issuance problems for non-Thai employees. Nidec launched operations in Thailand in 1990 and has since set up 9 subsidiaries, invested about 30 billion baht, and employed around 20,000 workers here. Health. Chronic diseases lead to surge in Thai death rate. Non-communicable diseases, or NCDs, also known as chronic diseases, claim the lives of 300,000 Thais each year and contribute to a higher death rate in Thailand than in other countries. In Thailand, NCDs account for 73% of deaths, higher than the global average of 63%. The diseases, which include high blood pressure and diabetes, have become the top killers here. leading to nearly three times as many deaths as all other causes and damaging the economy. Worse, the number of people killed by NCDs increases by about 8,000 people each year. These are key findings of a book about Thailand's NCD situation published yesterday. The World Health Organization, or WHO, categorizes NCDs in four groups: cardiovascular diseases, cancers, chronic respiratory diseases, and diabetes, and has urged countries to find ways to prevent people from falling victim to them. Many people with these diseases even don't know they're getting ill, especially those who have high blood pressure. 60% of them don't know they have a disorder. To avoid developing NCDs, people need to live healthier by stopping smoking and drinking, avoiding too sweet and too salty food, and exercising frequently. Simply treating those with NCD symptoms is not enough.